This is Jared Goodstadt, creator and director of Halloween in Hell. Thank you so much for listening to the series. For limited merchandise from Halloween in Hell, please visit our merchandise store at audioup.com/merchandise and support our stories and our podcasts by picking up some of our exclusive merchandise. At our store, you can buy a Halloween in Hell hoodie, sweatshirt, and limited edition Halloween in Hell t-shirt. We even have a special Wingstop branded hoodie and t-shirt which you can wear as you stream the entire series this Halloween while chowing down on Wingstop. Halloween is over, but you can relive the adventure in your official merchandise. Thank you for listening, and please visit audioup.com/merchandise to keep the spooky vibes rocking all through the season.
In the furniture department. What the actual fuck?
Something's coming.
I heard that.
Okay, whatever that is, it's coming for us now. We have to go.
Into the TV?
You want to wait around for that?
No.
All right, then let's go.
I don't see a portal anywhere.
Check the back of the TV.
HDMI 1, HDMI 2. Nope, no portal.
Check the instructions.
Who the fuck keeps the instructions?
Okay, then. Mansplain us out of hell, Mr. Genius.
Wait, I found the remote.
To access the portal, it says to hit escape and exit at the same time.
Let's see. Escape. Exit.
Oh, shit. I guess it worked. Let's get out of here.
Hold my hand. We'll do this together.
Where did they go? They were just in here. This is not good.
We should tell the devil.
We should tell the devil. What are you, seven? Do you know what he'll do to us if he knows we lost them again?
I think if we're honest with him, he'll understand that it wasn't our fault.
We've got to get out of here, or he's going to send us to some truly awful sub-hell. Trust me, there are places you don't want to go.
Are you tired of trying to wash blood off your walls? Old Splatter got you scrubbing and scrubbing? Then we have something for you. It's called the Scraper. And for the first time, bloodstains, human waste, feces, brain matter are a breeze. Just spray our patented coating and scrape that blood away.
One cut, blood's wrap. Set up now for shot 89,347.
What is this place?
I think we're inside that infomercial.
Now what?
Can I help you?
We're looking for Danny James.
He's in his office, but he's asked not to be disturbed.
That's okay. He's expecting us.
Follow me. Mr. James, you have visitors.
Can I get 5 goddamn minutes to myself? I said I don't want to be disturbed!
I told them that, sir, but they said they had an appointment.
Dude, shut up. Danny, it's us, man. Remember?
Oh, right.
We need you in 30, Mr. James.
It's fine. Just shut the door. Ugh, they're on me 24/7 around here. You got the stuff?
What? No, I'm not your drug dealer. It's Machine Gun Kelly.
Are you all right, dude? You sound a little strung out.
No, I am not fine. I don't know what hell you're in, but this is mine. I never leave here. I just do these infomercials.
Whoa.
Well, I'm Dana. That's 24K Golden, and you know him.
All right, this is good. Hey, you guys want to party a little bit? I got poppers, lewds, ketamine, oven cleaner. What else?
couple of Sharpie markers.
You want us to huff that stuff? I can, I mean, I've had years of practice.
Oh yeah, baby, let's get this party started. Oh, so much better. Now who are you guys again?
What, dude? We're not here to party with you or whatever weird shit is going on. You told us to come here and that there was an exit from hell into an IKEA. Do you remember that?
Sit down, I know why you're here, but we have to take care of the ghoul first, all right? The exit is underneath the audience risers. Just give me a second, all right?
Can I get some of that?
Here, have a huff.
Hello, this is Halloween in Hell creator and director Jared Goodstadt. First off, I want to thank everybody for listening to Halloween in Hell. The feedback and reviews have been amazing. We appreciate all of our listeners. Now, I want to tell you about another podcast from our company, Audio Up. If you're a fan of the fiction plus music you're experiencing in this podcast, then you will love Make It Up As We Go. It's set in the writers' rooms of Nashville. Make It Up As We Go stars country songwriter Scarlett Burke alongside amazing talent like Billy Bob Thornton, Craig Robinson, and country megastar Miranda Lambert, who plays herself and contributes music to this one-of-a-kind musical and soundtrack only from Audio Up. So, if you're a fan of Halloween in Hell and you want more music with your fictional podcasts, then this might be exactly what you're looking for. Whether you're a country fan or just a fan of good podcasts and music, check out Make It Up As We Go wherever you find podcasts.
Okay, quiet on set, everyone. We're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and action.
Welcome back to Halloween in Hell, the only show where the contestants must literally sing for their lives. Let's give an extremely warm welcome to your host, the King of Darkness himself. You know him, we love him, the Devil!
Before you left for a commercial break, we heard heart-wrenching confessions from our beloved trio. But now their time is up. I've decided they must all suffer. Let's see who sings through their pain. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are. 24K Golden, Dana, and Machine Gun Kelly. No, 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 no!
You sent the ghouls to bring them back. You also just burned the entire audience alive.
Where are those ghouls?
Oh, he sounds pissed.
Look at the TV! It's a portal, come on!
Okay, okay.
Oh, man.
Do you hear that? It's them.
Let's get them. I want a promotion.
Quiet. Let's follow them and see what they're up to.
It's a fucking glade, too. Jesus.
Okay, the way I see it is we have one shot at this, and that's to rush the ghoul all at once.
If it's just one dude, no problem.
Then we get out there, wait for the director to say action, then bam!
Oh, give me a break.
I can handle my buzz, all right? You guys better not hesitate. And whatever you do, don't go in the hatch with the red tape on it.
There's another portal?
Nobody knows about it, though. It's like a strip club. I go there sometimes to, you know, unwind.
I bet you do.
That actually sounds really awesome, but, and I can't believe I'm saying this, we're not here to party. We've got to escape.
How about just for a while?
Come on, dude. One look at him and you know whatever's behind that door is sad and dirty.
Yeah, that's right.
60 seconds, Mr. James.
We're coming, all right?
Here he is, folks, your infomercial king, Danny James!
Go!
Grab him!
I'm trying, but he's so slimy it's hard to get a hold of him.
I got him!
Under the audience risers. There's no tape on here. Which portal is which?
Fuck if I know.
I thought you said they were marked.
Yeah, they were. What do you want from me? I must have took them off when I was fucked up.
All right, let's just choose. Dana, you go.
Fine. Count of three.
1, 2, 3.
Oops.
Danny's home, ladies.
Can I rock with you?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, this place is depressing me.
Yeah, baby, it's seedy.
Hold up, wait. Is that Ian Dior on the DJ table? my god. Yo, Ian, man, it's Kells. What up?
Yo, man, what's good? I didn't know you knew about this place.
This place? Yeah, it's kind of nasty in here, dude.
Nah, you just a snob, bro. This place is the best. OG Dirty for sure.
Okay. Hey, guys, this is my bro Ian Dior. We did a track together. This is Dana and 24K Golden.
What's up, y'all?
Long story, but we've been in hell. Now we're trying to escape.
Escape? Why would y'all want to leave here? This is where we're all gonna end up anyways. Sex, drugs, and empty souls. They all go with rock and roll.
Sex, drugs, and empty souls. Yeah, I've been down so long. Come on, let's go, let's go. Here we go, go, go again. Here we go, go, go again. Fasten up, cause we here for a long ride. I get lost in my days, but it's alright. Party after party, waiting for the day that something changed. But it never does. We end up back where we started. Bottles in hand, take another sip. And chance to dearly departed. And we'll never stop partying. And we'll never stop partying.
VIP table, whatever you want, I got you.
What about PCP?
Nah, man. He with you guys?
Long story.
It's okay. He's here all the time. Danny, why don't you go see Cherise? She's been asking about you.
Ooh, Cherise with the prosthetic leg. Nice.
Yeah, come on back. You just chill for eternity.
I kind of like the sound of that. Where's that table at, man?
Back here. Come on, guys. Behind this curtain, it's all good. I promise.
Stay with us. 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 Forever. Stay. Stay.
Guys, no, don't do it.
Stay.
I think we're gonna stay.
Yeah, me too.
You can go though if you want.
Stay. I'll see you later though.
Oh, stay. You morons drove me to this.
Stay.
Oh! Ow. That really hurt!
What the fuck, Dana?
You were falling prey to Sleazy Siren song.
Thank you so much for kicking me in the balls.
Walk it off, bro. Walk it off. All right, then, let's go.
We can't just leave Ian in here. He's a really good dude. Whatever's going on here, it's not him. Dana, kick Ian Dior in the balls.
Oh, girl! What the fuck? That shit hurt.
Ian, it's Kells. I'm sorry about the balls, but do you feel okay?
No, man. I think she busted my sack. Do you have steel-toe boots on or something? Jeez, let's just get out of here.
It worked. He's pissed. Great kick, Dana.
All right, back to the door and then through the other portal.
Once I was yours and you were mine. We had time. Gotta make it out of here, make it out alive.
This way, come on.
Climb. I would never leave you. Never leave you shy. Can we try to make it out of here, make it out alive? Can we climb?
Let's get out of here.
You can make it out of the worst place. It's only the first day, so don't get discouraged, little baby. Celebrate your life like a birthday. Or you came in first place, you know you deserve it, little baby. Carry on, know you're strong. And you can make it up to heaven's gates, for heaven's sake. Why do you doubt yourself? Get out the way. You blocking blessings, go ahead and make a way. Up and up and out of space and to another place. Yours and you were mine. We had time.
Danny James says we need to climb out of here, and once we get there, we'll know it.
Climb, baby, climb! Let's get out of here!
Can't prepare myself for the fall I don't see coming. I can't repair my lungs after years of yelling for nothing.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm still alive. Thank God.
We're here.
Isn't it great?
That was badass.
Hey,
walking, honey. Don't look at them.
God, it's so bright out here.
Come on, they're getting away.
I'll let them go.
But what about Satan?
Two ghouls in L.A. will blend in and never find us.
I was yours, and you were mine.
Exclusive breaking news from Burbank this evening. Police SWAT teams have surrounded the IKEA, which is apparently the scene of some kind of infestation.
I came out of the home furniture section, and I see two purple things walking around, and I screamed, honey, and ran out of there.
But, like, I don't get it. MGK with goblins at IKEA? Is that supposed to be funny? That's a miss. Sorry, Coulson. You're better than that. Hard pass.
Did y'all see this mess at IKEA? Lord have mercy. My husband, Kel, love you, boo, out here wilding with 24K and Ian and a couple of California raisin-looking motherfuckers. And who's that chick he with? What is going on? 2020 just don't quit.
News reports tonight of a scary scene at Burbank, California IKEA, a publicity stunt gone awry when a group of performers snuck into the IKEA in Halloween costumes in order to scare customers.
Two men were arrested and charged with trespassing and are currently in LAPD custody. And if things couldn't get any stranger, missing rapper Machine Gun Kelly was found wandering in the store with fellow performers 24K Golden, Dana Dentata, and Ian Dior, all last seen in Cleveland, Ohio. Strange story. The reps are claiming it was all a massive hoax for Halloween. Trick or treat, everyone. Stay safe out there.
Halloween in Hell was created by Jared Gustad. Executive producers are Machine Gun Kelly and Jared Gustad. Original songs performed by Machine Gun Kelly, 24K Golden, Ian Dior, Dana Dentata, and Femme, who also star as themselves in the series. Halloween in Hell was written by Jimmy Jelinek. And the devil was played by me, Tommy Lee. All music from Halloween in Hell was written and produced by Jared Gustad and Jeff Peters, with contributions from Machine Gun Kelly, 24K Golden, Ian Dior, Dana Dentata, and Femme. All episodes were directed by Jared Gustad and edited by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Additional score and songs by Jeff Peters and Jeremiah Zimmerman. All additional acting roles performed by the Audio Up Players.
Associate producers are Ashley Arndt and Emma Rappold. Produced for Audio Up by Tyler Dorson, Zachariah, John Ingracia, Sam Winter, and Phil Alberstadt. Legal and Business Affairs, Jason Boyarski. For episode music, please visit Spotify or wherever one finds good music. Halloween in Hell is a production of Audio Up. For the full list of production credits, behind-the-scenes footage, and source material, please visit audioup.com. God fucking damn it, these kids. I want them to suffer.
Do you need something?
I want them to burn for eternity.
Who exactly are you wanting to burn now, sir?
I'm talking out loud here. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Josh. I'm your new PA.
What happened to my old PA?
I'm not sure. It's my first week.
Just get me dinner and send in the ghouls.
Dinner? What do you like to eat?
Cobb salad, extra dressing, and an Arnold Palmer. The same thing I've eaten for the past 30 years.
Where do I order from?
Never mind, I'll do it. Just send the ghouls in here, please.
Which office are they in again?
Get out! Now!
Yes, sir. So, should I order the salad, or should I... Oh, God, okay.
Dr. Feingold speaking.
Linda, it's me. I'm losing my fucking mind here.
What did we talk about last week?
That I needed to make an appointment, but this is an emergency.
Are you having a panic attack?
No, but I'm really, really angry.
Let's unpack that. What's making you so angry?
It's these goddamn kids.
Your kids from your third wife?
No, these kids on the show, they don't fear me anymore.
How do you know that?
I could just tell, you know, by their tone.
I think you're looking for conflict where it doesn't exist. I'm sure they fear you. Everyone fears you. You're the devil.
But do they fear me because they're genuinely frightened of me? Or do they fear me because they've been conditioned to fear me?
What's the difference?
It's everything. Either I'm truly terrifying and evil, or I'm not. I think I should retire.
That sounds like your inner voice talking again. What do we say to do when your inner voice intrudes?
Ignore it. Don't indulge it.
That's right. People only see what you let them see. If you want to be truly terrifying, then be truly terrifying. Show them the meaning of evil.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Dr. Feingold. I feel much better.